Osiris.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Show on the Road. I'm Zach Lupitin, and we are here with part two of my talk with David Shaw of the chart-topping soul rock and rollers, the Revivalists, out of New Orleans. Pick up our conversation, we find the pressures of actually making that rock and roll dream happen are starting to weigh on David. He was working construction, then all of a sudden, he's selling out Red Rocks. Maybe after 10 years of toil, you have a hit song. But what happens after that? Well, it's a wild ride. Once again, here's David Shaw. How do you put together a set? Do you have a fixed sort of set that you do on a certain tour, or does it change night to night?
It changes a bit night to night. We have kind of like, what I like to do is like, I kind of like to couple songs together. So like, there's kind of like groupings of songs, and they can like kind of move throughout the set. A lot of times it's like energies basically, or keys. Those songs will kind of stick together. So we can kind of like, so there's not much, you know, you can let the last note ring, and it sounds right just going into the next tune, you know? So there's not too much awkwardness between songs. We usually like to do some bust outs, you know, on tour, songs that we haven't played in a long time. We'll definitely do that.
What do you think the weirdest, most unexpected cover that you guys have ever whipped out? It was funny. We started playing Breakfast in America by Supertramp a few years ago. Now, like, people have heard that on classic rock radio, that take a look at my girlfriend, right? Supertramp is not like one of those bands that you're always talking about, like Led Zeppelin or Bruce Springsteen or something. So underrated. But young kids under probably 30 assumed that that was our song.
Oh, wow.
And they were asking us like, oh, so which record can I get this on? Because that was like the best song you're set. I was like, yeah, mom and dad didn't play Supertramp for you, huh? All right.
Shit. I honestly, I'd have to say it was it's Forgot About Dre by Dr. Dre. That's probably okay. The most left field cover we've ever done. And it's crazy. There's some places we'll go, and that's all they want to hear.
They become too powerful sometimes. They take over a set.
Exactly. It's we do it like differently, you know. We do it kind of like just like a rock band would do it. I don't even, you know, we haven't done it in a while. I don't know if we'll ever do it again, but I'm not closing the door. Let's just say that. From the plaques, hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Oh, please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you?
There's a vibe on some of this new record that feels, bear with me on this, if ZZ Top, The Who, and Billy Joel got together in the 80s and were like, let's jam.
Yeah.
Let's jam and put out some crazy shit.
I'll take that, dude. Hell
you got
yeah.
This like simmering synth thing, but still with the real instruments.
Everything you hear on there was basically just like, that's what we played. Absolutely. That was like, that's the take. That's it. The only thing that was like really overdubbed were the background vocals. That was it. We record, you know, we had to get our peeps here from New Orleans on that stuff. So, but yeah, that was an end of the night kind of situation.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, you got three left in you. All right. What's the BPM of the song in the demo? 160. All right. Put it to 170. Let's go.
Put it to 190.
Yeah. Right.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley, you've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready for a head-bangingly good time? Dive into the world of heavy metal with the Brutally Delicious podcast. Here, we don't just talk music. We welcome you into our heavy metal family. Join us for candid chats with legends and rising stars. We go beyond the typical interviews, exploring raw emotions and the life-altering impact of heavy metal. So whether you're a die-hard metalhead or just curious, join our family and let the head-banging begin with the Brutally Delicious podcast.
When you sing a song like Good Old Days, that phrase in itself is sort of ironic, right? Because as soon as you're saying something is like, yeah, this is the time that's the best, it means that everything going forward is downhill in a way. Like, that,
right?
This
yeah
is my peak, you know?
All right.
And again, the Springsteen connection is really there for me, you know, because he has that classic song.
Glory Days,
you know, which I love. Yeah. Where he's like, you know, well, he was a baseball player and she was,
yep,
wearing those tight blue jeans. You know,
we actually covered that tune one time in New Jersey. We learned it the day of the show. Feel like we didn't do it justice, but we tried.
Yeah.
It was a bold move, let's just say.
But I think a lot of the classic rock that we grew up listening to, our parents, you know, sort of, it was their pop music, is steeped in this is the greatest time in history feeling.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, we now have to reconcile, like, wait, but does that mean that we're in the downhill part of our parents' lives? You know?
I know.
Like, what about our good old days?
Yeah.
We have good old days?
Yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah, exactly. I just feel like, yeah, there was a little bit of like ignorance is bliss going on. And now it's like, I feel like we're just, you know, living in the age of climate change, and we've got all this like these things that are potentially going to be really, really harmful to all of us if we don't turn them around. I mean, it's a hopeful tune, you know. I want to feel that way, you know. I want to believe that this is the time, and it will always be the time if I can, you know, continue to live my life and, you know, put out the good energy that I'm, you know I'm always capable of, and just, you know, continue to do the right thing.
These are the good old days. Have to keep that in mind. These are the good old days.
many ways, you know, if you go back to when you're laying pipe, doing construction, trying to do music as this pipe dream, literally, that was awkward, but I had to say it. Where music for most people is a pipe dream, right? It's like a thing that you really love doing after hours. You know, I used to work in an advertising office. I would have rehearsals after we, you know, finished shooting the Burger King commercial in the freaking office, you know? And it felt like this thing that was like secret, like it was just ours, you know? But then I got laid off and then we start touring and it becomes like a real thing. And the some of the fun goes out of it when it's your job, you know, and you're having to literally provide jobs for all these other people, you know, and if your song doesn't catch on and your thing doesn't work, then you screw yourself and all these other people. Like the pressure is real. And you guys have a full on machine in place here, right? I mean, you're playing, you know, probably what, 1,000, 2,000 a night on the road?
Like 3 to 7.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a heavy, you know, responsibility in a way, which people, again, just assume like, well, you're living that rock star life, David. That's it.
Yeah. It's like,
there's a whole thing.
It was a lot easier in some respects to do it when no one knew or really gave a shit.
Right. Because like no pressure. It's just, we're just having fun.
No pressure. Yeah. So now there's like, you know, now I have the pressure to be, you know, David Shaw or whatever, you know? So it's just like, that can play a role in how, you know, on your, you know, just can play a role in your mental.
Did you worry that there wouldn't be another hit type song like Wish I Knew You? Like, what if nothing like that ever happened again?
I didn't worry per se, but it is an interesting thing because it's like, well, now here's this thing that happened.
Right.
It's very rare for it to happen ever to anyone. It's like extremely rare. And is even, you know, I was honestly just like, well, if it never happens again, it's okay. Honestly.
Yeah.
We've built a following up. I'm able to tour. I'm able to, you know, do a lot of different things. I have the security of the song, you know, that, you know, it's still, people play it a lot. So it's like, I'm still able to, you know, do my art. I mean, yeah, in the back of my mind, am I going, oh man, it would be nice to have another one of those? Heck yeah.
I could have gotten so
I think there was a time where it kind of messed with my head, I think, you know, I think that's just being real for sure. But did I really, I came to the conclusion that, you know, I'm just going to continue to do my art and, you know, we're just going to continue to be a band and, you know, put out the things that we, you know, feel that are meaningful to us. And if it connects at the end of the day, then that's great. You know, if it doesn't, that's okay too. But we believe in it and that's all right. You know?
Amen. Before we go, can you maybe introduce the folks who are in the band and maybe say what you think their unique superpower is?
Ooh, I like that. All right. Okay. Well, we'll start with Zach. He plays guitar. He also writes in the band. I think his unique superpower would be he has an innate ability to see through bullshit. It's a good superpower.
Can piss some people off who are bullshitters, you know, but it's good to have. Yeah,
who cares though? Get them out of here. Let's see here. Andrew, our drummer, one of our drummers, Andrew Campanelli. He's a very creative person, very beyond just playing the drums. He's a great songwriter and an amazing visual artist. He draws. So I think that's one of his superpowers. Like I can't, you know, that would be what I would say for him. Let's see here. PJ, we'll start with PJ. we'll go to PJ. He's the other drummer and percussion player. I would say that his superpower is just the energy that he brings to our group and just to a room. It's the kind that just, you know, you want to bottle up and just have it with you at all times. The guy is just, PJ stands for pure joy. You know, he's got a really special energy, man. And we're really grateful to have him on the team. Let's see here. Michael Gerardo, keys and trumpet. This man knows how to rock a spreadsheet. The most organized person I know.
Nice.
that's a superpower, I'd have to say, because I just don't get down with those things. So he's helpful in a lot of ways, for sure. Let's see here. George Gikas, our bass player. I'd have to say his superpower is he knows how to play that bass line just right, you know, not too stiff, not too loose. Just lay it back right in the cut, right where it's just like, okay. I like that. That's tasty. Ed Williams, pedal steel. His superpower is humor. He's a funny guy. Probably the funniest guy in our band. Some of the guys might say differently, but I think he's the funniest guy in our band. For sure. And that's an important energy to have.
Yeah, man.
Especially when you're on the road, you know, things get tough. You need a funny guy.
Yeah. You
know? So I'd say that's Ed's superpower. Rob Ingram, the last one. He plays sax. His superpower is he is a novelist hiding in a saxophone player's body. The guy is an incredible writer. And one day I will say that if he's not writing a book at this point or has been just slowly, I'd say he's doing himself a disservice, but I know that one day he's probably going to write a book or books. Just feels like the natural progression. I mean, the guy is just amazing. There we go.
And finally, your superpower is?
Oh my gosh. Oh God. I think I'm a very intuitive person. I think I have an ability to kind of like read a room really well and read a person's energy and connect to, you know, whoever I'm talking to in a meaningful way. And I think that's something that I do, I would say.
Yeah, man. Well, pour it out into the night. It's about to hit the world by storm.
Let's go.
Really excited for folks to hear this. And just take us out with Down in the Dirt. Because, again, it feels like something you could play right on your porch where you're sitting in New Orleans right now. But
absolutely.
Then just all of a sudden goes into the dance party. You know?
Yep. You got that right. My man.
And that's my favorite kind of music, man. It takes a left turn and all of a sudden you're on the dance floor.
Yep. Me too. I'm totally with that, man. Yeah, I gotta give all the credit to Zach on that one. He's the man with the pen on that one. It's a really special song. Really special song. When he brought it to the band, I think we were all just like, wow, love this one. In the dirt, he lit down. You can be that we're the only ones born out of this ever-loving mud. You can't be that we're the only ones grew up from this ever-loving sun. I don't sing a ton of songs that other people have written, you know. I've really got to like connect to the tune. Mm-hmm. And Zach, I think, has an amazing ability to, you know, just write, you know, from the heart. And it just happens, you know, I don't think he's writing for me. I think he's just writing from his heart. And it just seems to be connected to me, you know. So it's awesome. It's good.
Every year we do a April Fool's fake post on our band Dust Bowl Revival's, you know, socials.
Yep.
People forget about April Fool's every single year. It cracks me up. I've made them more and more elaborate with like real graphics and this whole thing. But I did this thing about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know if you guys even saw it, but it was like, hey, we're launching our first, you know, music festival called the Revival Revival, right? It's only bands with revival in the name, right? So it's like, because at a certain point there was like 7 bands that we knew touring, you know, it's like we got Dust Bowl Revival, we got Troutsteak Revival, we got the Revivalists, we got Folk Soul Revival, we got Dirty Revival, Soul yep. Revival, we got, you know,
Elephant Revival.
Elephant Revival and headlining John Fogerty bringing back Creedence Clearwater Revival. And like we had this whole fake poster and like, you know, like it's going to be on the beach in Santa Monica, like underneath the Ferris wheel. People like were like furious that they couldn't buy tickets. Like, where's the presale link, bro?
What's happening? Oh my God.
I want to see the Revivalists and John Fogerty.
Let's go. Me too. Oh my God.
Not real, unfortunately. Actually, I had to take our poster down. I got a cease and desist this year, even though it blew up, because I said we were playing at the White House with this list of bands as Joe Biden's like favorite music or something.
Oh my God.
And this one band's like, wow, I can't be associated with this. Like, it's, we don't do politics. I was like, it's a joke.
Oh, come on. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, God.
Well. Well, keep up the good work, man. Maybe we'll get all the revival bands together one day.
Hey, sounds like a good idea, if you ask me.
All right, man. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely, brother. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, man.
Take it easy.
I've been going through the motions, having a hard time living in the moment. Lifestyle got me so stressed out, working overtime cause I ain't taking handouts. Everything I know is falling around me. If life is a blessing, then show me some mercy. How could anybody dance in a world like this? But we do, yeah we do. When the madness ends, can we still be friends? One love, how about two? All together now rise. Everyone open your eyes. Do you realize that life is passing you by, by, by? How could anybody dance in a world like this? In a world like this? In a world like this? But this is how we move.
Ooh, you got me moving now. That's David Shaw of New Orleans' finest, The Revivalists. Their new record is called Pour It Out Into the Night. And man, it's one of those records that kind of goes in 10 different directions and you're kind of cool with it. In my perfect music universe, this would be my pop music. Stuff that still has real instruments, real musicians making real songs, and yet you could play this on a dance floor in Spain, in the middle of Africa, in the middle of the Midwest, and people would dance and have a great time. To all you hopeful rock and rollers laying pipe in Louisiana, well, just keep writing those songs.
But we do, yeah we do. When a madness ends, can we still be friends? One love, how about two? All together now rise.
If you're curious, because I know you are, my band Dust Bowl Revival will be heading to New England and to North Carolina and Virginia and then up to the Central Valley playing some winery shows and then over to England and Denmark, Rhode Island, you name it, we're going to be coming for you. Please check it out, dustbowlrevival.com. And I want to say thanks for being so patient with us during our summer hiatus. We have transitioned officially to the wonderful Osiris Network, the leading storyteller in music podcasting. Please check out all their wonderful shows. We have some really cool episodes coming up, so please make sure you follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen these days. My talk with German psychedelic pop stars Milky Chance will be coming up. My talk with the new lead singer of Smash Mouth and much more. And as always, you can check out our Show on the Road YouTube page, which has the entire Unbroken interview. A lot of us staring into each other's eyes and talking about the music we love. What could be better? The Show on the Road, as always, is written, produced, and edited by yours truly, Zach Lupitin, and we are now part of the mighty Osiris Network. If you've been listening all along or you're brand new, welcome. please leave us a review. It helps folks find the podcast. And we'll see you in a little bit. Stay safe, stay creative, and we'll see you on the trail.
For a head-bangingly good time, dive into the world of heavy metal with the Brutally Delicious podcast. Here, we don't just talk music. We welcome you into our heavy metal family. Join us for candid chats with legends and rising stars. We go beyond the typical interviews, exploring raw emotions and the life-altering impact of heavy metal. So whether you're a die-hard metalhead or just curious, join our family and let the head-banging begin with the Brutally Delicious podcast.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.